upset you now.
Yeah, so something that has been annoying me recently is afternoons. I've basically, so essentially, I basically really, really like fucking hate afternoons. Like, I am, and I've then just dawned on me recently, it's a whole section of the day that is absolutely fucking useless. I hate it.
The armpit of the day.
It's the armpit of the day. Because morning
the appendix.
Yeah, it's useless. It just needs to be cut out somehow.
But Henry, this is important. Okay. What is the afternoon? What is it?
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, again, I agree. I'm just going to treat that as a rhetorical question and say yes. Yes. What is the afternoon? It's a sort of area of dead space, of sort of dead sort of land that nothing will grow on. You know, sort of cracked, dry earth. In between two fertile plains, which are the morning and the evening, which for me are great, you know.
What do you like about the morning?
Because that's
rare.
I know it's rare, and it's something that's happened to me, but it's changed in my life as I get older. That's gradually changed, but I'm now just full on. I love the morning.
I know what you mean.
Being up, I like breakfast. The newspapers, coffee. The sun is just coming up, and I love it. I just a sense
it's
of excitement.
It's wholesome as well, isn't it? The morning has a real kind of wholesome, and the night is seedy. So exactly. They kind of very much know who they are. I can see where you're coming from.
The afternoon is the liberal Democrats, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. Right.
the morning is okay. Is the beginning?
Yes.
And you can't. Exactly. It's quite difficult to ruin anything at the beginning.
Correct, 100%.
That's what it is. Yeah. There is hope. There is hope. But by afternoon, you realise I don't think this is going to work out.
Exactly. That's exactly it. That's it. Morning is possibility.
It is. It's a very depressing time of day, isn't it?
It's so awful.
It's one of those things it's only really occurred to me. Yeah, when
I know.
Said it. It's like when people go, "Are you warm?" And then you go like, shit, yeah, I am. I didn't realise I was warm until someone gave it voice. And now you're saying this about the afternoon, I'm like, shit, yeah, I think I am actually really miserable in the afternoon.
Paul, Henry's done this to me before. Do you know what he did this to me with? And I've spoken to you about it, right? The wind. That was Henry. That was Henry that made me aware of the wind is just like repeatedly being hit in the face by something invisible.
Yeah.
And that was it. And it was him. And now he's now he's ruined a fucking entire chunk of the day.
No, that's it.
I know.
So he's ruined winter and the day.
The afternoon. There's not much left.
I know.
There's not much left that he hasn't.
What about those lovely, you know, windless, calm morning days when you look out of the window, the leaves aren't moving at all, nothing's rustling, and it's morning? That's still good. It's morning and it's not windy, so there's still, you know,
What time is the afternoon, Henry? What time?
Well, okay. By the way, quickly on wind, just before we move on from wind,
like a press conference for the afternoon. Yeah, good question, Sean. What time is the afternoon?
It's a great question.
Finally,
it's a great question. But just quickly, just before we park wind, another thing I wanted to talk about actually. Because it's a bit like afternoon, isn't it? Because they're both things that you can't see. I think that's what
The invisible enemy.
All the more dangerous for that reason. So afternoon, it's personal. We all have, you know, within reason, we all have our own relationship with the afternoon. It could start anywhere between midday and three. Anytime before or after that is a bit weird. But within that context, we've all got our own personal take on it.
Hang on, Henry. I think it's variable when it comes to what is the end of the afternoon. But the afternoon always begins at 12. You wouldn't say quarter to one is the morning.
Well, that you're being very literal about it. Literal, you're thinking literally afternoon. I mean, it does actually have. It's the only one out of morning, afternoon, and evening, which tells you when it is quite clearly.
So it does have some redeeming features. At least you definitely know when it starts.
But I think that just proves how rubbish it is, because all it's got to say about itself is that it's afternoon. That's literally all it's got. Like, you know what I mean? It's got no defining qualities other than that. It's just
lunch.
Well,
by the way, I'm with you, but I'm doing the devil's advocate thing. Yeah. I'm going, it's got lunch.
Oh, but to me, lunch is I eat lunch like a condemned man eating his last meal. You know what I mean? That's
because afternoon is coming.
So lunch is the last good thing about the morning. That's how I see it. Which is, you have your lunch, your final sort of meal of the day, essentially, or of the morning, and then as soon as lunch is finished, that for me chemically on a sort of biochemical level, that's how I think it works. So for example, when I put down the fork or whatever, and I've finished eating my whatever, you know, when I the last bite of the sandwich goes in. I swallow it. My body, literally, I feel this like a chemical thing in my body. I feel like a tingling in my head. And my body, my digestive system and all the... It's sort of saying to itself, we've passed the midpoint of the day. He has eaten. Let's make him really, really depressed for the next 4 hours. But I think there's something happening with food there.
But your digestive system sounds like Fraggle Rock. They're all in there. Those are men in there. He has eaten.
But I've tried to trick myself before, because it annoys me, this. So I've tried to trick myself with techniques, for example, either not having lunch. So if you don't have lunch, your body sort of doesn't quite know what's going on. It can think it's the morning up till about 3, I've found. So my body is still going, things are going to happen, there's stuff, there's that morning energy.
You can just reduce.
But then at 3, that you get hit. The other thing is that I've tried to trick myself by eating foods which aren't very lunchy, like biscuits, for example.
You're basically, your day is set up to try and make the gap between morning and evening as narrow as possible.
So
are you trying to trick your body? That's what you're doing. You're trying to trick your body.
If you eat
with
a sandwich
biscuits
or something, it'll know, right? Or stew or any of the, or like a pot of lunchy sort of meal proper.
It's like Vegas, where they're trying to constantly make you think that it's sort of daylight outside, pumping oxygen into the
Exactly. That's what I do, but with I'll do it with like almond biscotti, quite nice biscuits they do in cafes. I'll dunk that, and then my body will think, we're just eating an almond biscotti. I mean, that's not a meal. There's no way that this is lunch. Keep the energy up, guys. Keep the energy up. That's what's happening. Yeah, so that's what I feel. The morning is energy, it's possibility, it's like... And I like seeing people around eating breakfast, like greasy spoons with people in them, planning out their day. I love that morning sense that stuff's going to happen. I love that sort of buzz. Sean, as you say, afternoon is more like, I didn't quite meet this goal. I'm not sure if that probably didn't really happen, and it's a bit like down.
And you're running out of time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And what time?
It is morning is hope. Afternoon is reality.
Yes.
Yes.
And evening is seediness, Paul, as you said, which doesn't respect any of those ideas. It's just literally about being as seedy as possible.
But look, so, what time? Again, on a, going back to being literal, what time? I think people will argue over this. What time does the afternoon end?
That is a tough one.
For me, I'm going to go 6.
What time evening starts?
Yeah.
6.
Well, there's that old sort of like, you know, that kind of naff saying that you see in bars, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, which people use as an excuse to start drinking at 11 o'clock in the morning at airports.
Yes.
So I think that tells you that the kind of international accepted start of evening time, or certainly the time that it is acceptable to start drinking, would be 5 o'clock.
5 in the evening. 5 in the afternoon. Or 5. I'm trying to say.
Yeah, 5 in
the evening. Yeah, maybe it is evening. 5 in the afternoon?
I feel
what
like...
hang on a second. 6. What if 5 o'clock is neither?
It could be.
It's
it
not,
could be that it's not...
It's not breakfast, lunch... Yeah,
it's
no.
It's not really one or the other. I mean, one thing I'll tell you is I feel that the division between morning and afternoon is much more clear for me. It's I eat lunch, I swallow the last mouthful, and my whole mindset changes. Whereas then I think afternoon to evening is much less clear, the boundary, because I'm almost in such a sort of weird funk in the afternoon. I almost don't know. It's like waking up after... for being beaten up or something, like in films when you're in the hospital bed, they'll just be like, hello, you'll see a doctor come in and move out, lights shine, it's like gradually you go, here I am, sort of thing. I couldn't really tell you where the division is, I think, it's harder, but there's definitely a moment where you go, it's evening, I feel good again. I feel like, and it's time for, it's fun time basically, isn't it? It's watching TV, eating, yeah. seediness potentially. And also yeah. the other thing is you're back into expectation, which is for the next day. So the two expectation points are morning is expectation for the afternoon, which turns out to be shit, but that's okay because now I've got expectation for the next morning again. And that, where that will come around, you know what I mean? That's the sort of cycle. If the two expectation points are good, the reality point of the afternoon is dreadful.
Yeah. Well, this is like what you've said before about when we've spoken about it's the going. I suppose the morning, mm-hmm. if you look to look at it like a trip or something, it's the before. The morning is the before, so it's the looking yeah. forward to. You're looking forward, yes. so something yes. good can happen. So yes. so you were talking yes. about sport. The best bit of a football match is before the football match, is the looking yes. forward to the football 100%. Match. The football 100%. Match.
There is nothing worse. I have been to a couple of cup finals as a Southampton fan. Arriving at a cup final and then leaving once you've lost.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. You kind of just go like, I wish I'd never come in the first place.
Oh, my God.
But obviously, you're not furnished with that information before you yeah. go. So you're sort of like, when you leave after like a cup final, you're like, I'd rather have not come, but you don't know. That's the thing, isn't it? That's what makes it so exciting in the first place. But, you know, your mood leaving an event like that as the loser versus kind of turning up not knowing the outcome.
But I reckon that...
I mean, usually as a Southampton fan, when you turn up at those events, you've got an inkling what the outcome might be.
But. Yeah, there's a lot of precedent to suggest, yeah. But the... What I find with football is, I thought with the Euros especially, I thought it sort of proved that, you know, living in the expectation of England getting to a final, say, is so much better than getting to a final.
100%.
Yes. And almost the magic. And I think the other reason that I feel this is, you know, the way that... basically, when we lost the shootout, I just feel the disappointment wasn't that big. I just, like, it's not become a national, like, wound. It's just much lesser than the other times when we've gone out in semi-finals. Because
yes.
when we went out in semi-finals, it took away the hope of getting to the final. But it left us with the expectation of what that might be like one day. Whereas we got to a final, we got to the very end of a final, the last kick. And we therefore realised that it's just not a big deal. Do you know what I mean? I mean, if he'd gone in, we would have... It doesn't matter. It literally doesn't.
It's a collective, like...
Yeah, it's just like, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think, you know... That is one of the depressing things about life is whatever you want is never as good as you think it's going to be once you've got it, isn't it? That is, you know, I don't know if this ties into you not liking afternoons in any way, but
yeah, I think maybe the fact is it's just fine. That's the way it is. You just got to enjoy those moments of looking forward to stuff.
Apart from, you're right. When it's happened, nothing is that good when it's happening. I think that's it. Nothing is that good. So it's looking forward to it. It's happening. Actually, it's quite disappointing. But with enough time, that memory blossoms and suddenly the memory is now better than what it was.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
So you actually do try and have fun because although it will be disappointing when you're having it, you will remember it to be better than it was.
Yeah. And even if you don't remember, you can just lie about it. And just pretend it was better than it was. So you've got options.
You can't lie to yourself about
it. Paul, when we went to, you know, Reading 2014, when we were watching Blink 182, and now, because I was watching it on YouTube the other day, I remembered that. Now, I was watching it and I thought to myself, like, that was one of the best moments of my life. But then I thought about at the time, we were just standing there and watching it.
In a field surrounded by empty beer cans, you could sort of smell amyl nitrate kind of wafting across from four people in front. And
at least one of you would have needed a piss.
Someone's dancing next to you, kind of in an over-enthusiastic way, keeps bumping into your hip.
At the time, I didn't think this is one of the best moments of my life, but now I look back at it as one.
Yeah, and actually what happened is you had loads of time looking forward to it, I assume.
Yes. Definitely.
And you've got loads of time looking back at it. And both of those are positive. So who cares what it was like? That was like an hour or 2 hours of your life. But literally, who gives a shit? And it's over anyway. It doesn't actually matter if things are good or not. As long as you look forward to them and remember them, that's almost all of your life is looking forward to and remembering.
I'd love to say that to someone who tells me they're really looking forward to something. It doesn't really matter if it's you've got to start breaking up. Oh man, I absolutely love that. What a funny man. Henry Packer, he does a brilliant podcast called Three Bean Salad, which you can get at all your usual places. I wholeheartedly recommend listening to that. And also, we do hour-long episodes of this, which are out every Monday, which you can get by subscribing to Patreon. If you go to patreon.com/WUYN, and you could sign up for the price of, it works out to be about a quid a week. It's like buying us a coffee or a pint. Neither of us drink, so it would have to be a coffee, which we'll have to share. But let's not get bogged down with that. You sign up to that. There's an hour-long episode, which has got loads of different features in it. It's just me and Sean, and people are loving it. So please sign up now.